This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Normally at this time, it's headlines to get you caught up on your day, what you need to know, our radio sports page. It's Sean and RJ here on DFW Sports Station. But today, we're going to scratch headlines for the Hall of Fame owner and GM of the Dallas Cowboys, a special 7 a.m. appearance from Jerry Jones on DFW Sports Station, brought to you by Ford, built for Texas, built for you. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Hey, Sean, RJ, doing just great. And we are starting a little early this morning. I'm getting on the plane and headed up to New York for a league meeting today.
What time do you usually wake up every day?
Well, really, probably 6:30 in that range. And that's a real good time for me to kind of do get it together and read up a little bit and be ready to go. Of course, nowadays there's some pretty good reading on. It's got anything to do with the Cowboys, which is great.
Jerry, how much do you always seem aware of everything? We know you got your guy Rich Dalrymple. How do you get your daily dose of Cowboys news? Are you still a newspaper guy? We know you check out the station. You've been tied in with the NFL Network. How aware are you of daily Cowboys stories?
Yeah, I get everything. I enjoy reading our papers, and I am a paper guy. But I sure enjoy your shows as I'm riding, usually in cars. I get to pick that up. And then, of course, we have what we call the clips. And that's pretty much a gambit of most of the media, reduced. If it's not initially presented in script or writing, then it's reduced to that. Mm-hmm. And so we get those clips, and very few things escape that. And so that's usually about an inch thick. So you can usually keep up with everything in those clips, which covers everything in our news as well.
Hey, one more thing before we get to your football team. We know you're usually watching all the games. We watched the Manning cast for Monday Night Football. Have you watched that, and have you been invited to go on with Peyton and Eli during one of those games?
Yeah, I've seen it, and they're a lot of fun, and it's great for the NFL to see that, if you will, presented like that. And I have not. I've been asked to come on, but I tell you, they're one of my favorite families. I call them the royal family of the NFL, and of course, Archie is a longtime friend, associate. I served with him on the National Football Foundation, and he's just always been in my life as it pertains to football. I've been thinking and hearing about Archie Manning since college, when he, of course, played there at Ole Miss.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Jerry Jones right here with Sean and RJ on 105.3 The Fan. Jerry, the big story, of course, is Dak. We saw he was out of the walking boot yesterday, appeared to be in pretty good spirits. Do you expect Dak to be able to play against Minnesota on Sunday?
Well, it's based on what you saw yesterday, that was very encouraging. But those things have to be monitored. We've got a solid week, which is great. Monitor that, and I thought Martin had a good description of it when he had the calf tear last year, and he said some days it feels great, and then it feels like you got run over by a bulldozer the next day. But still, I feel very good about where Dak is right now.
Jerry, does the lead in the division factor into a decision at all in terms of having him, you know, push through and go? Or are you guys thinking bigger picture here, maybe with the overall seeding at this point? I know it's early, but still.
Well, you know, we had less of it, but some of this thinking early when we were thinking about his shoulder. And the idea then was don't be penny wise and pound foolish and make sure you feel good about his ability to not, as much as you can, about his ability not to re-injure. And that'll be the key. And so much of that will depend upon how he feels and how he's basically giving you feedback. And the answer is you certainly would measure how to play a game with the idea in mind that it could give you a lot of games in the future. That's pretty easy. The big point would be how a Rush, for instance, how he's doing. And expect him to be really effective in practice. So if you're feeling good about that, that's another way to look at it.
Jerry, you guys ended up being dead on right about the shoulder. It was much ado about nothing with all of our media coverage. Are you more or less concerned about this injury than you were with the shoulder during camp?
Much less. Not even in my thought process of things to worry about. Again, comparing the two, I wouldn't compare the two. One is much less sensitive to me. I'm talking the calves and the shoulder.
Awesome. That's good to hear.
Jerry Jones joined us here on 105.3 The Fan. Steven mentioned yesterday that Lael Collins will, you know, likely, you know, get some work in practice, ramp back up. Is there a job security issue with Lael potentially not just getting his job back in a couple of weeks?
None whatsoever. But he's fit. He feels good. If there is an issue, it's just that he hadn't played a lot of football in the last couple of years. And so, what I'm encouraged about is how good he is, how good a shape that he's in physically after his hip surgery that he had last year, and after being out to some with the COVID situation. So all in all, I feel good about Lyle. We all know what he means. He's a very physical, one of the top offensive linemen in the country, and we're just fortunate to have him back.
Jerry, where do you stand with Lael based upon what happened in terms of, you know, trusting him and feeling good that he'll be there for you with whatever happened with the case and everything? How have your discussions gone with him that you can share in terms of, you know, feeling like you can count on him moving forward?
Yeah, I'm well aware of every aspect of his case and the issues around his suspension, and that would really be shocking if that should those circumstances should happen again. Lyle is very conscientious, and I do trust him.
Jerry Jones right here on the Fan. And look, the reason that, you know, we're not freaking out and panicking if Lyle needed a week or some time off is because of your depth. And we've talked about Steele, and it seems like this year, Jerry, your depth is really coming through for you more than years past. Can you speak on how good you feel about it and how much credit goes to Will McClay and your talent evaluators for getting some of this depth?
Well, who it gives credit to, frankly, is Philbin, the coach. And he's the one that really has had Steele under his wing ever since he's been here and really helped him progress and in my mind, be at this level. And so that's real good. I have forgotten what spot, but I think Steele was pick seventh. So that's getting low down there as far as evaluation is concerned. But he's got a lot of good things. What you can't tell is what's inside, boy. What's in that heart and what's in that competes. And, man, has he done a great job of that. And it really makes the point that you get these guys out and you put them in a situation to play. If you can afford some of the learning curve and some of the issues that happen when you haven't played a lot, if you can afford that, you got a good chance to be developing young talent. And he's the he's the picture of that, face of that.
So, Jerry, since you guys had the bye week, you've spoiled us with this record. So we're sitting back evaluating all the other good teams in the conference, like the Rams and the Buccaneers and the Cardinals and the Packers. You find yourself doing a little of that yourself? And how do you feel like you guys stack up right now today against, you know, some of the top-tier teams in the league? The Cowboys, do they belong in that discussion?
Well, let me just say this. Let me start off by showing my appreciation for what the Packers are. And they're going to be a tough draw, boy, for anybody. And they'll be a tough draw the rest of the year. I wouldn't dare go to the playoff time with any type of comparisons or talking about any team because we've got so much water to get under the bridge and so many issues can come up. But they certainly look good. I think that Ram team looks good. I sure love the way our favorite son, of one of our favorite sons of Dallas, is playing there, Highland Park graduate. So I'm excited for the way the Rams are playing as far as a good team in the NFL. But those teams come to my mind. I just think we've got to remember that teams evolve, teams get people available, or teams lose people. It's real hard to project that thing out there as to what it might look like playoff time.
Do you do what a lot of, I know we do this, we go down the schedule when it comes out and we just kind of say, oh, that could be a win, oh, that could be a loss. And you know, has the season sort of gone as you expected it to this point?
I don't do that for the very reason I mentioned. The unknowns are so much a part of what teams are, how really, if you will, a few young players really step up and come through. And so I don't do that a lot, but look ahead and say we'll be good there, we won't be good. I do look at home and away, and there are teams that have a really challenging situation at home, Seattle, those type of outings. And, boy, I immediately look at those. I look at the cold weather that we face when we get up in Washington, New York, and Philadelphia at the end of the year. We usually do that. And so those are the kinds of things I look at on schedule.
Jerry Jones here on 105.3 The Fan. Jerry, what's pleasantly surprised you the most about your team this year with the way you guys have gotten started?
Well, I think without a doubt, the way the young players have stepped up here in the early part of the year, the new players, I should say, that many are young players. They're 4 and 5 years in the league. I consider that a younger player. And so the way our new players are competing and competing at a high level, I tell you, was at practice yesterday, and I looked at our safety group, and I don't know when I've ever seen a safety group that I could say as a group or as impressive talent-wise or size-wise or have the potential getting the grasp of the defense as our safety. And so those are the kinds of things that have me excited. You just mentioned one, our definite offensive line. That can go quick. But right now, I like that depth. Has everything to do with Lyle coming back, Steele's development. And frankly, we've got a couple of guys inside that are playing at a high level. And some that can play at a high level. We've got some depth there. And then I like the way that, for sure, that we've got coming toward us the depth in the defensive line. I've had at least one experience over a 2 or 3 year period where we had a lot of rotation, fresh players being able to go out and get their snaps and play fresh in games. That's lasting throughout the end of the year. That depth in that defensive line has me about as excited as anything. So those are things that come to my mind. Obviously, the ones that are playing lights out back is just playing above anything that I could have dreamed about. And so we know we're benefiting from that. We know that that he doesn't have to have those offensive player of the week type games, that we've got a supporting cast around him. All that feels good right now.
All right, Jerry, last one before you catch your flight. Tom Brady's 600th touchdown ball was in the news. They gave the ball to a fan in the stands. The negotiation took place for Tom to get it back. How would Jerry Jones have negotiated giving that football back? Would you have turned and run out of that stadium if you were 20 or 30 or 20-year-old? Or how? What would it have taken for you to give that ball back for Tom's 600th touchdown?
I'd be hard to trade with. And I would explain to everybody that that's my, like asking me for my baby. And then I would tear up for them a little bit when I think about how I'm going to have that to hold when I'm 90. And then after all of that, then I'd take offers.
Jerry, what's that one piece of memorabilia where, like, you just, I mean, it's your baby, it's the most special, the one piece of Jerry Jones memorabilia that you have?
I have a baseball that when I was 16 years old, my father was a great friend of Ed Litzenberger, the captain of the Chicago Blackhawks. And so Litzenberger let me go in the Cub dressing room when I was 16 years old. And I went over to Ernie Banks's locker, and Ernie Banks signed a baseball for me.
Wow.
Well, later in Dallas, I had this great-looking gentleman come up to me, and I'd had the Cowboys about 10 years. And he comes up and said, "Mr. Jones, my name's Ernie Banks. I played shortstop, second base for the Cubs." I said, "Ernie, I know you." I said, "Boy, it's great to shake that hand." And he said, "Well, it's great to meet you." And I said, "We've met before." And he said, "No, I would have said that, Jerry." I said, "No, we've met before." And I told him, and I said, "Ernie, I have a baseball. It's never even hit the carpet. I've had it sitting with me for all of these years." And I've never taken my thoughts off of the fact that that's Ernie Banks on that baseball. So just telling that story just reminds me of really going back to the football. I don't know that I would sell that football after all.
Yeah.
Because, and I think of that a lot when we're doing things with young kids and sign them. Boy, you never know somebody's going to be looking at that ball or be looking at that jersey 60, 70 years later.
Wow.
That's awesome. Fantastic story. Thanks for rescheduling, Jerry. Have a good flight, and we'll hear you on Friday on The Fan and watch you guys Sunday night. Appreciate it.
You bet, guys. Bye-bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.